Hi there, Jim.
Hey, first one. We got it. Okay, it's Mark Campbell from The Nails here at FM 99. And you know what I think is neat about your tour is you have a few days to enjoy the area out here.
It's been great, man. We're actually starting to lose our deathly pallor, you know, our New York pasty white complexion. But I just want to say it's good to see you, Jed. It's been a while, man. I saw you last, I think it was at K-Rock.
Yeah.
In the old days.
It's about 3 years ago or something. Yeah.
You look great.
So you said you still have your same address. You have such a great deal in your Manhattan apartment that you can't
move. Yeah, I'm still living in my little $300 a month studio apartment in Manhattan, downtown Manhattan.
Do you have a window?
Yeah, I have a window. It looks out on a air shaft, so it's not much of a view. It's kind of like living in a kind of a hardcore zendo of some sort.
But anyway, I saw you guys the other night, and I was just talking with everyone a little while ago, saying that because I didn't see you live last time. We just talked, but I didn't see you live, and I was really amazed by the power coming from the stage. From The Nails, you guys are serious musicians.
Yeah, the band is a big sounding band. I think a lot of people who've only heard 88 Lines About 44 Women have this sense that the band is probably a very minimal synthesizer pop type group, but you have to realize that song was originally recorded like 4 or 5 years ago, and the band is a mighty sounding band. It's big and it's bold, and some great musicians in the group.
A little closer to a Harlem sound than a Blythe synthesizer sound.
I think so. I think we're true to our Manhattan lifestyles, you know, our Manhattan roots. We try to capture some of the sense of the streets of New York City, because they're rich with all kinds of different influences from, you know.
Stories.
Yeah, stories.
Folklore.
Everything, man.
Yeah. Let's see. I was going to ask you about, since you're the singer and songwriter, and not necessarily the songwriter, but you've written a lot of the songs by yourself and co-written a lot of them with people in the band, right?
Right.
Okay. Home of the Brave. What inspired that, and what did that mean to you, and what do you think about when you do it?
Well, I tell you, when I write, I really don't write with any preconceived notion of what I'm going to write. I kind of... you know, just open the floodgates. It may take a while to break down whatever blocks are preventing the, you know, the inspiration to flow. But once it starts flowing, it just kind of happens on its own, almost in, I think, like a trance state. And the lyrics just come out. You know, if I wrote what I knew, then I wouldn't write. I write to find out what I don't know, to explore the unknown, so to speak. But Home of the Brave, I think, is just a combination of, you know, real... I kind of work in cinematic terms. I'm very
visual,
visually oriented.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the image are a combination of things that I'm dealing with on a day-to-day basis, walking the streets of Manhattan, and a lot of it is just, you know, kind of subconscious imagery tossed up, and they kind of wed and form this thing called a song, you know, or a poem. And Home of the Brave, I really try to avoid analyzing my own thoughts.
Okay, all right, let me just ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me get you off the hook here. You know, at the very end when you say, having a wonderful time, wish you were here, are you serious or is that tongue-in-cheek?
Well, it is tongue-in-cheek, because I wouldn't wish some of the nightmarish kind of areas that... that's it. I'm not really talking about a geography of the outer world in that song. I'm more talking about a geography of the inner world, you know, and that's just some kind of exploration that I went into my own subconscious. So there's no way of entering that except through the song. And even then, I don't think that anybody can, you know, get that deep into another person's mind.
Well, anyway,
ironically.
Obviously, you love the city a lot, and in spite of its tragedy, you know, you're very much a part of it, and it's part of you.
Yeah, well, I'm also a West Coast cat, too. I mean, I lived in the Bay Area for years, and it's probably why the band has its psychedelic overtones as well. It's good being out here. It's like, it's a nice change of pace.
Isn't it nice that we could arrange that weather for you?
Yeah.
In case you just tuned in, this is The Quake, FM 99. We're talking to Mark Campbell of The Nails. Did you ever meet Jim Carroll?
Well, I've met Jim Carroll once. At a party for Lou Reed after Lou's performance at the Beacon Theater. So he's not a very outspoken guy. He's kind of keeps to himself.
Yeah.
He's very quiet. I met him and his wife, who's 2 feet taller than he is. But, Yeah, why?
Well, I don't know. It's because I haven't met these people. What about Lou Reed? Did you get to meet him?
Yeah, well, he's on the same record label as I am, so I passed him in the hallways of RCA.
You get along with him?
Well, I really haven't spoken much with Lou Reed. I spoke to him briefly at this party. Seems like a decent sort of middle-aged dude, kind of quiet, you know?
Yeah.
I think he's gone a little soft, but that's all right.
Really?
He's
sure.
He's entitled.
Yeah, he is. Sure has a chip on his shoulder when he's talking to the media, though. He wanted to put me in my place a couple of times.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He can be pretty sarcastic.
Yeah, pretty uppity. What about Cyndi Lauper? What's she doing in New York?
Huh? I have no idea. Last time I saw Cyndi Lauper was at a wrestling match at Madison Square Garden, so I don't know what she's up to. I really don't hang out with musicians. I'm generally hang out with just, intelligent people.
That's a good way to put it.
I really don't hang out with musicians very much. They generally pretty boring. They talk business and they talk technology.
You know what I think is the funny thing about the music business is all the business people they're called artists. I mean, you're called an artist,
yeah,
right?
That's what they say.
You're known as an artist to your record label.
Right.
But they don't treat you like you're an artist.
No, they treat you like a piece of property, like a product.
And you know what the ironic part of that is because all the artists, it seems, want to be business people.
And the business people are frustrated artists.
Yeah, right. So anyway.
Yeah, I know.
I see you've noticed that.
Yeah, I try to avoid talking music business because I find it erodes the mind. It really does.
Okay.
And all the people in the record industry just want to talk to you about product and figures, sales figures and stuff like that.
And those demos.
And demos. If you get too caught up in that as a musician, it can really destroy your creative edge. So I just, I feel like surrounded by vampires sometimes.
Oh, boy. All right,
I wear a necklace of garlic whenever I go in the RCA building.
This is Jed the Fish. I'm talking to Mark Campbell of The Nails. We'll be right back. So you didn't know who Reed Fleming was then?
No, I didn't know who Reed Fleming was.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea.
Because I was just telling everyone that we saw a Reed Fleming shirt on stage in San Jose Saturday night.
Oh, yeah?
When you guys kicked ass down there. Yeah, don't you remember? Wasn't someone wearing a Reed Fleming
shirt?
Yeah,
our keyboard player was wearing it.
Right, and you'd given it to him.
World's Toughest Milkman, right?
World's Toughest Milkman, but you didn't know what it was. You just saw it and liked it.
I just saw it. It just reminded me of David, my keyboard player, so I bought it for him, but I didn't realize that he was such a legendary figure out here.
Well, I didn't either, and I just found out about it last weekend from somebody at KSJS.
Oh, yeah?
Down there.
Yeah, I remember that place.
Yeah, and this is the Quake, by the way, Jed the Fish, talking to Mark Campbell of The Nails, who are playing tomorrow night. Where?
I think it's the Last Day Saloon. Is that right, Jed?
The Last Day Saloon. I think it's in the Tower Records spot in here. I think we'll find out for
it's
sure.
The Last Chance or The Last Day. Either way, it's The Last something.
Right. I think it is The Last Day Saloon. But anyway, where is that?
It's here in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Specifically, I don't know. I'm a little disoriented.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to play Mood Swing because it's record that a song off the title cut off the album that maybe people haven't heard.
It's a real street song. This is about the streets of New York City. Those glistening hunks of concrete.
And this is the Quake FM 99 Mood Swing. This is Jed the Fish on FM 99, and we also heard Mood Swing from The Nails, and Mark Campbell, the singer-songwriter from that group, is here right now. And why don't you tell us about the first you ever heard of the Dead Kennedys?
Yeah, well, let's see here. This is an open call to Jell-O. I have no way of reaching you, brother, and it's been a long time, but if you're out there and listening or anybody knows how I can get a hold of you, call the radio station and let me know. Jell-O and I went way back to Boulder, Colorado. We used to work together when the Nails first formed in 1976. He used to assist me in various ways.
Well, I mean, it's cool to say roadie over there.
Well, I'd rather not say that.
I mean, what you're trying to say is he was more special than that.
Oh, absolutely, man. The guy was a little genius and still is, and he's now big genius. So I hope somebody can help me make contact with him, because I'd like to see him before I split.
Okay, but after working with him and then not working with him, did he tell you he was putting a band together called
No,
the Same
no, I had no idea what was going on until I can't even remember. Somebody told me that that Jello was now the front man of a group in San Francisco.
Is that what you knew him by, Jello?
No, I knew him by another name.
Oh, I see. So that may have been another reason you didn't hear about it so soon.
That's true, yeah. I had no idea. I didn't associate this friend of mine with the Jello persona. So anyway, yeah, I'd like to make contact.
Well, that's neat. Incidentally, we did find out that the Last Day Saloon is on Clement Street here in San Francisco, and the Nails will be performing one show tomorrow night?
Yeah, one show.
Okay.
But one very long show.
He looks at me like, do two of those? Are you kidding?
Yeah, so, please come out, because we've come a long way to play for the folks in San Francisco.
So how's your record going? You get played on a lot of the ABC stations a lot? Or?
Well, I tell you, the record is doing extremely well in terms of college radio in the Northeast and various parts of the country, the West Coast. It's, you know, college radio is definitely opens up doors for bands like the Nails that, you know, mainstream radio doesn't. In fact, I heard that this radio station's going to change its format. Is that true?
Well, I heard that. Other people have been hired to program it, so...
And is it moving in the same direction, or do you anticipate a radical change?
Well, I anticipate a radical change. However, I'm going to make a phone call and get straightened out on that in the next couple of hours. I received a dead fish today, and that has something to do with the format change, believe it or not. And I don't know. I may be wrong, and I very much hope I am.
But I hope if this radio station, is forced to change, that there's a uprising of protests in the city of San Francisco, because I tell you, I've seen a lot of good radio stations destroyed by the SS troops of musical fascism, and I, for one, would like to make a call to arms, man. Like, let's keep radio alive and vital in this country, and keep the pigs off our backs.
All right, Mark Campbell of the Nails. Is that all we're going to say about that, or we're going to get into it heavier?
Yeah. That'll be it.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot for coming down, you know.
Well, thank you, Jed. And thanks, San Francisco, for being one of the last bastions of good music in this country. And thanks for, supporting our music.
Yeah. Fabulous. The Nails, you guys have been around for...
9 years, babe.
9 years. And I'm telling you, they sound like it. And if all you've heard is...
what does that mean?
Okay.
Does that mean tight or old?
that does not mean old. And tight is one thing you guys are.
Yeah.
But, I guess I should ask how long you've had the present lineup.
The present lineup's about five years. That's... George Kaufman on bass, David Kaufman on the keyboards, Douglas Guthrie from Kingston, Jamaica on saxophone, Mike Ratty on the drums, Boris Kinberg on conga drums, and Steve O'Rourke on lead guitar.
Okay, like what I was trying to say is I was blown away the other night, and I thought you guys were fabulous.
Well, thank you.
And I hope everyone comes to see you at the Last Day Saloon tomorrow.
It's a small place, so we're gonna be very loud and very intense, but I think the sound system can contain it.
And we can pack them in, too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. FM 99, The Quake. And here's Mark's favorite song. Do you like this even better than Ticket to Ride by the Beatles?
No, I prefer Ticket.
No, it's his favorite song in the Nails. And, one of mine, too, in The Quake.
The devil gave it to where they